Boric acid. What is boric acid used for? Boric acid is a mineral salt of boron and was first used as a medicine in 1702. It's still used today as an anti-infective and preservative. Boric acid is widely used as a pesticide and as a wood preservative. Because it rarely irritates your skin or eyes, boric acid is often used to preserve cosmetics. Although trace amounts of boric acid can be used as a food additive to protect against yeasts and molds, in larger amounts it can cause lethal boron poisoning when taken internally. Boric acid and its close cousin, borax, are found worldwide, with the largest deposits in Peru, the Middle East, and the state of California. Borax is found in plants, seawater, mineral springs, and hot springs. The primary source of borax in the United States is the deposits in California's sandy deserts near Death Valley. The Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has approved the use of boric acid as a soothing eye wash for irritated eyes and eardrops to treat external ear infections. It's the active ingredient in Collyrium for fresh eyes and advanced eye relief. Although not approved by the FDA, boric acid is an alternative to more traditional treatments for persistent yeast and bacterial vaginal infections. I have had success using boric acid crystals as a non-toxic flea killer. Sometimes one of my three Scottish Terriers would start scratching after they came back from a trip to the vet or stay at a boarding kennel. To deal with the fleas they brought home, I use pure boric acid crystals. I sprinkle the white crystalline powder onto their bedding and where they like to lay down, working it in so it can't be licked off or inhaled. With just one application, my dogs will usually quit scratching within about 3 days. I wait for at least a week before washing the boric acid treated bedding or vacuuming it out of the carpet. Boric acid is a controversial alternative treatment for vaginal yeast infections and bacterial vaginosis. Bacterial vaginosis is a condition that causes a nasty, fishy-smelling vaginal discharge. Bacterial vaginosis is caused by a lack of a certain kind of friendly bacteria called lactobacillus. Antibiotics can kill off lactobacillus living in your vagina, making room for less favorable organisms to multiply and take over. When you remove an unwanted plant from your garden, you'll notice that other plants will start to invade that newly vacated space. When certain organisms invade your vagina and multiply, they produce byproducts that can irritate your vaginal lining, causing a foul-smelling discharge and intense itching. Certain antibiotics can kill off the excess bacteria, causing bacterial vaginosis. This does not always solve the problem. The lack of friendly lactobacillus bacteria in the vagina opens the door to recurrent infections. Some clinicians believe that boric acid can be a possible alternative to using antibiotics to treat bacterial vaginosis. When applied directly to vaginal cells, boric acid kills off unfriendly bacteria that trigger the fishy discharge. This helps reestablish the balance of friendly lactobacillus in your vaginal tract and helps prevent future recurrence of bacterial vaginosis. Boric acid can also treat vaginal yeast infections. Enhancing your vaginal tissue's acidity with boric acid encourages the reestablishment of lactobacillus and restores a healthy balance of vaginal microbes. Boric acid is never, ever taken by mouth because it's poisonous. If used for yeast or vaginal infections, capsules containing boric acid powder are inserted into the vaginal tract, much like a suppository. Ready-to-use boric acid capsules are very hard to find. You can look for them at a compounding pharmacy or make them yourself. To make your own boric acid vaginal capsules, start with an empty size 0, also called OTT, gelatin capsule. You can buy these at an online retailer or veterinary supply store. Some pharmacies may stock them or order them for you. Sprinkle a thick layer of boric acid powder on a clean flat surface and pick up the shorter of the two halves of the empty gelatin capsule. Turning it upside down with the opening toward the powder, push straight down into the layer of powder, much like cutting biscuits from rolled out dough with a biscuit cutter. This will push a layer of boric acid into your half capsule. Lift up the capsule and repeat this process until the capsule is filled with the white powder. To finish, pick up the empty other half of the capsule and slide it over your filled half. Done. To treat a yeast infection, insert one boric acid capsule vaginally, never orally, vaginally twice a day for 2 weeks. If you're treating bacterial vaginosis, insert one capsule of boric acid vaginally once or twice a day for 2 weeks. Some women may need long-term treatment for bacterial vaginosis. One option is to use one boric acid capsule inserted vaginally twice a week at bedtime for several months. Keep boric acid capsules in a cool, dry place and well separated from your other medicines to avoid accidental poisoning from swallowing them, and keep them away from any young children. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.